them together, we can do amazing things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right. Let's do it.
A Village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Traffic headaches. Traffic mornings and afternoons. Traffic when you need it all day long.
This is QR Calgary. Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 15 degrees at 11 o'clock here in Calgary. Liberal MPs are gathering in the Capitol for their first caucus meeting since winning the April election to prepare for the new sitting of Parliament.
Liberal MPs are widely expected to vote on whether to adopt a process to turf their leader through a 10-year-old law called the Reform Act. It would let caucus members call a leadership review and then potentially oust their leader through a majority vote. If the Liberals adopt these rules, it wouldn't be a knock against Mark Carney. Well, not yet, anyway. It comes after former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wouldn't let go of party leadership for months, while more and more of his caucus members had called for him to step down before he finally gave in and announced he would leave in January. Kyle Duggan, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
King Charles is set to open Parliament and deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday, the first time a British monarch has done so in almost 50 years. Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Liberal government asked the King to read the speech, which is meant to send a clear signal beyond Canada's borders. Hundreds of Alberta babies were hospitalized with RSV last winter. Doctors want all newborns to get preventative RSV shots, but the province is limiting access. The president of the pediatrics section with the Alberta Medical Association, Dr. Sam Wong, says doctors will continue to advocate for the administration of the medicine.
Right now, we're waiting for the National Committee on Immunizations that to produce the guidelines for this coming RSV season. If they come out with something that says that we should have universal administration, that gives us a little bit more in the way of being able to advocate strongly for it.
RSV is a common virus that affects most children by the time they are 2 years old. Canada Post says it is set to meet with negotiators from its union today as a national ban on overtime for postal workers stretches through the weekend.
A spokesperson for the Postal Service says today's meeting will be the first of the weekend with a mediator on hand to work with the parties. It comes a few days after Canada Post presented its latest offers to the union, which included a pay hike and plans to roll out a fleet of part-time workers. While the Canadian Union of Postal Workers has yet to offer a formal response to the proposals, its request for a two-week truce to consider the deal was rejected by the employer. Canada Post has warned of delays in mail service after the union issued a national ban on workers taking overtime late Thursday, stopping short of a full strike. Lisa Laporte, The Canadian Press.
And in sports, Calgary Stampeders head coach Dave Dickinson was satisfied after the team built up a 21-1 lead at halftime and then coasted to a 31-4 preseason win over the visiting Edmonton Elks last night.
You know, we did play a lot of our starters, and they played well. And, in Edmonton's first game, so I kind of felt like our starters needed to do that. We were not the team we're going to want to be. We did take a lot of penalties. Some of them were just dumb penalties, but I consider kind of selfish penalties, over aggression. So we need to clean that up.
The Stamps are done their preseason play and will kick things off on June 7th against the visiting Hamilton Tiger Cats. Global News Sky Tracker weather. We have a sunny day here in Calgary as we're getting up to a high of 26 degrees. The clear skies will last throughout and into tonight as we fall down to an overnight low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow we will have some clear skies at first, but then transition to a mix of sun and clouds with a 30% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms in the afternoon as we climb up to our high of 26 degrees. Tuesday we're going to get some sun and a high of 26. Once again, Wednesday is going to look very similar with some sun and a high of 27. Right now in Calgary, it is 15 degrees. I'm Zach Ferguson. Breaking news when it happens. Our next scheduled newscast will be at 11:30. I'm Zach Ferguson.
Nestled in a Curry community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of, the Davenport House, and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Curry Green. Book your tour at currygreen.ca.
The government says big business will fix our healthcare, but it's already making it worse. Public dollars should go to public services, not private pockets. For-profit healthcare isn't a solution, it's a problem. Together, we can make it better here. A message from United Nurses of Alberta. Learn more at neednurses.ca. That website is neednurses.ca.
Let's talk gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. And we're into the third hour of Let's Talk Gardening. And we haven't done this for a few years. So we did it, I can't remember, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. We tried 3 hours. It went well. So here I am. And if you'd like to join me in this third hour of Let's Talk Gardening, 403-974-8255. Be happy to still take your calls and text, and we'll talk all about the gardening that's going on. And I do have lots of texts going on. Phone lines are wide open, so if you'd like to join me, 403-974-8255. And this is from, who do we have here? There's no name. I have a birch tree and is wondering how to use Pure Spray Green. The instructions came off the bottle. What is the ratio? I have that right here on my computer, so I will text it over to you. And that is the one problem with that product. It got a bit oily, and we did lose that. So we do give out the, and we have new labels printed on the Pure Spray Green. It's just that they stopped producing it as a in Canada, so I bought all of the remaining bottles of it, so I have probably one more year's supply of it, and I'm working with the manufacturer to see if I can get it going again, because it is such a great product. It's a pharmaceutical grade mineral made from Alberta companies, like from Suncor right here. So hopefully we can keep going without, because it's not a harsh chemical. It's a pharmaceutical grade mineral oil. And the nice thing is when they sell it in the States, it's also listed as and registered as a fungicide. It works really good on powdery mildew. And after all this rain in some of your shady areas and some of the things, you might start seeing some powdery mildew on your delphiniums, some of your roses, and I've seen a little bit of it, and I've had a few callers sending in some pictures of with the powdery mildew, and the Pure Spray Green just works great, because it'll also take care of your aphids and also help with your powdery mildew. So it's such a great product, so I didn't want to see it go. So like I said, I do have a lot, and we have printed out new labels on them. And that, and if you don't have it, and we can definitely get that for you and make sure that you're mixing it properly. And if you're mixing at home, it's 100 mils per 5 liters of water. So a bottle goes a long ways. So 100 mils of the Pure Spray Green to 5 liters of water in your sprayer, and then you're good to go and applying that. And sorry, Renee, and I do have a caller. And what's the name? Nellie. All right, let's go to Nellie. Good morning, Nellie.
Hello.
Hi, Nellie. How can I help you?
My daughter has an apple tree in her yard. And last year, all the apples had maggots in them. And yeah. What can she do about that?
It's okay. We have these, and we ran out. We're getting more in this week. They're a little maggot. It's a trap, and it looks like a little apple, and you hang it from your tree, and then they go to that when they when they're flies before they get in as the maggot. So it goes in there, and that gets them early on, so that way they don't get into your apples.
It's in bloom right now.
Yeah. So next week we'll have more of those in. And I'll get the exact name of it, and I'll mention it.
She's in Sherwood Park.
So she should be able to go up there, go to Greenland or Salisbury up there.
Okay.
And either of those two garden centers would have it.
Where do those flies come from?
They just come, this nature, just because we're also bringing varieties of plants that aren't native to our area, right? So it also brings some of the pests with them as well. So they come in and go after that. And just let her know, go up to Greenland. They will definitely have the product in there to help her out. And they have a beautiful spot to have lunch there too. If you go to visit your daughter, go up to Greenland and they do the radio show up there, but they also have a awesome place to have lunch right in the garden center called Branches. It's really good.
She's had the tree for 15 years. Last year was the first year.
Yeah, no, and once it gets in there, and they do come in cycles, so she might be okay, but now's a good time to make sure you get this product out there to ensure that it's not coming. And after you have that, it's important to do a really good fall cleanup of the fruit. And that, so then that way they don't lay the eggs and go there. So last year, if she did a good fruit cleanup, would make a big difference as well.
Thank
you so much. Thanks for calling. And that's the thing, when we get these pests, it's important that we do the cleanup after. And here's a picture, and it's not a bad one. It's a good one. It says, "Hi Merle, last year we cut our lilac back, and this year is a very healthy comeback. My question is, should I prune some of the branches back now or wait till it's bigger?" I would just, you could do a little pruning, to top them up, but it's going to be so thick. I would just let that lilac just grow, give it a good shot of 15-30-15 and ensure, cause you're going to see so much growth on that. If it's about a foot high already. You're going to see 2 or 3 or 4 feet on that before the summer's over. And at that time, you could thin it out a little bit, but it's going to be a nice big bush, and that's a Volosia lilac, it looks like. So that's going to look so good. And I love seeing those pictures because it is intimidating when I recommend doing the rejuvenation. I get a lot of people kind of look at me like, "Oh, yeah, it sounds good." I can tell they're not going to do it when they go home because it's daunting, right? They are like, "That guy wants me to cut this right off right at the ground." And so try it with some of the other plants that you're going to get. Like if you do it with a potentilla, your spireas, a nine bark, if you have some spindly shrubs in here, try it with some of those first and you'll see the results. And then that eases the question of doing it with some of the harder ones, like a lilac is one that it's a bit more dramatic because it's a larger, big shrub. And when you take a big Volosia lilac right down to the ground, it is intimidating. You're not sure it's going to go, but you'll see the growth like I got in this picture here and you'll be set and it's going to be awesome. In a couple of years, you'll have all nice new growth and you'll be doing great. All right. And here's a little note from Pierre at the Bee Club. "I just wanted to send you some pictures from our bee members picking up their bees this morning." And it's in the bee community right now. So they get them trucked in. They got a whole bunch of bees coming in. They're all getting they're all in line to get their bees. And, cause we need all those bees for all the pollinating going on here in Calgary. Well, thanks for sharing that, Pierre. And we'll have to get you on again here in a bit because we are seeing lots of bees, and let's ensure that we keep that community nice and healthy because we need those bees doing their thing. And usually they're not coming after us. So you're going to be good to go. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join me after the break, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary. Let's get our garden on with Spruce It Up Garden Center, with Calgary's largest selection of annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. Our trees and shrubs come with a 2-year warranty for the greenest grass on the block. Use our Green It Up lawn fertilizer, and our landscape design and construction department are ready to go. For your trees, we have Prune It Up with ISA certified arborists that are ready to help you with all of your tree and shrub care needs. Calgary's full service garden center. Spruce It Up, Green It Up, Prune It Up. We got you covered.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Moving can be time-consuming, expensive, and exhausting. Take the hassle out of your next move by making it easier, faster, and less expensive with Packwell Moving Supplies. Packwell offers a wide range of cost-effective, professional-grade moving supplies and equipment through sales and flat-rate rentals, ensuring your belongings are secure and properly protected, and have it all delivered, saving you an extra trip. From professional movers to do-it-yourselfers, make your first move to packwell.ca for a better moving experience. Packwell. Packing made simple, moving made easy.
There's only one place in Calgary with the lifestyle you've been waiting for. The Streams of Lake Mahogany. Estate condominiums with luxury interior finishings, starting at $1.1 million. With private beach club access, countless amenities, and no maintenance. You can move from lawn views to lake views, and from space for stuff to space for life. Discover a better way of living at jamin.com/the streams.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeb of Cupboards Express. Our fine quality may seem old-timey, but our style is not. Keeping up with the best of Milan, New York, and Japan, we manufacture over 2,000 door styles right here in Alberta, from timeless classics to the most on-trend fashions. Don't see what you want? We could probably make it. Check out our new Real Slim Shaker Door, a real standout.
A real standout.
Keeping right up to date since 1958. Cupboards Express.
Getting a good start in the morning is essential to a great day. The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz.
You get kids hooked on Sesame Street, and it happens to be on Netflix. And as they get older, they're still on Netflix. This is a slam dunk, I think, because as a kid, if you have children particularly, PBS is great, and I appreciate what they do down in the States. But it's portable. You can bring Sesame Street with you anywhere now. And as a parent, I like this move.
The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on QR Calgary 770.
Gardeners are a rare breed. They need special treatment.
And that's why we have Merle Coombs and Let's Talk Gardening.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs. Got an interesting question that I'll go to after I take this call. And let's go to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Merle.
How are you, man?
I'm doing swell, my friend. I have a quick question for you, but I got to say this first. I've told you this before. You sure blow Barry Erskine right out the water, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I did the show with those.
Man, and thank you for going the 3 hours. That's a marathon.
Yeah, no, it's good. But when you enjoy it, you know, like talking with all you guys about plants and different things, like I told the radio station, I go, I don't want to do it in January for 3 hours. It's a little tougher. But in the summertime, I don't mind it because we can always find lots to talk about, and there's always lots of participation with you guys. So let's do it for the summer and see how it goes.
Fantastic, man. Well, you keep up the good work and say hi to Terry from Steve. And
absolutely.
I have a quick question for you, my friend.
Yeah.
I went out in the yard, and I'm all anxious to do the spring rake up. But I went out there with a rake, and I moved the leaves and everything I got in my beds and everything, and I got like a quadrillion, I mean a quadrillion ladybugs still there. And I made the mistake a few years back when we had the orange lawn bags. I raked up and put everything in the bags, and I left them open. And next thing you know, I got like hundreds of these damn ladybugs all coming up. Now, I want them for Sherwood Forest here because I got huge, great big 50-foot pine and spruce, and also mogul pines and cedars and everything. And
so what I would do there, Steve, is just take them off the lawn, like either even with a blower or rake them gently into the shrub beds then. And let them do find those pests, because they'll be all flying around in the next couple of weeks, and then you can do a cleanup of the leaves a little bit later. But this way, it'll let you get your grass growing.
Well, the grass is doing fine. I mean, the grass is doing good. Matter of fact, it needs a lawn cut yet, but I'm afraid to do it because all the ladybugs, I want them here. I've had the damn little inchworms and everything in my trees, and I've mediated all that over the years, because I planted my trees, God, 35 years ago, and I mean, they're just huge now, and like everybody calls my place Sherwood Forest here in Falconridge. It's the only place. I got squirrels. I even had a burrowing owl at my fish ponds in the middle of a snowstorm. So,
wow.
Just incredible, man. I mean, the trees have attracted so much beautiful wildlife, right down to red finches, you name it. But the thing is, I know people come in and they buy shoeboxes full of ladybugs out of a 45-foot trailer, and they spread them around in their fields and their yard. And I just don't want to, disturb things when I shouldn't. So what would you suggest? Give it another week or two or what?
Yeah, well, they should be taken off here because all the other pests are, now that all the new foliage is starting to come out on all the other plants, you're going to see the ladybugs are going to start taking off and going after all that and clean up. And then you should be good to go. So it's really just monitored a little bit. Like I said, when you start seeing lots of green growth, those ladybugs should start taking off. And like I said, if you have the leaves on your grass, I wouldn't hesitate taking them off the grass and do that into the shrub beds and then just do the cleanup. Yeah, give it another week or two and let them take off and start going after all the aphids, because the aphids are going to start here after this week when it warms up here this week.
That was my concern. Last year we had so many damn aphids because we had those 30-degree dry days, and it was very we couldn't even water.
This week we're going to get that. It's going to be warm. It's going up to close to 25, 30 degrees this week. So, maybe give it a week, Steve, and then the ladybugs are going to take off and go after all those aphids. And then you got the best of both worlds.
Excellent. Merle, I can't thank you enough, man. You and Terry keep up the good work. Listen to you for 30 years with Barry Erskine and everybody else. But like I said, man, your show's the best, man. Just the best. So full of informative information. I thank you very, very much.
Yep. Take care, Steve. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. And keep gardening. And you get some hot dogs there.
Care. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Who do we have there, Renee? All right. Let's go to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Merle. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Not bad. It's hilarious. I got Vegas in the kitchen on a 1952 Zenith AM radio, and I've hooked up Bluetooth on the garden here, and there's a delay.
Nice.
Anyway, nice. I just sent you some pictures here. I'm doing potatoes in buckets.
Yep.
And I'm doing the shake and bake here, but I'm just going to do about half, like full, right? Get them in, get them going, and then as they keep, as they bud, just keep moving them up.
You just keep hilling them up. Hilling them up.
Okay, and I should get some decent-sized guys out of that.
Absolutely. I've seen, as long as they're getting that hilled up and lots of light and the proper water, I've seen, such good results out of people growing in those potato bags or the potato buckets. You got some drainage holes in the bottom?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Yeah, just last year, like, I planted, well, I wasted a whole day of my life because, like, we just had the worst crop ever. I put them in the ground, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do one potato per pot this year and see what happens, right?
Yeah, no, that should be perfect. You should see a good yield on that. Let me know how it goes through the season, Brian.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mo.
All right, take care, buddy.
Yeah,
potatoes, the gardening, I don't know what, it is tougher. I don't know. Now, for whatever reason, it seems, I don't know, tougher, but I just remember my mom, like, she would, we had a huge garden. It was probably, I think our backyard was 100 feet wide, and then the garden had to be 20 to 30 feet, so say 40 feet by 100, so a huge garden. And they'd plant it up every year, potatoes, carrots, Swiss chard, beans, peas, like, we had everything. And not a lot of fancy. My dad would always do the mushroom manure in the fall. He'd put it in there, and my mom would always be throwing all the scraps from the garden out to the soil, always feeding that. So, but it always seemed to go great. And it just seems there with the pests and some of the things coming in, it is a little bit more difficult than on some of the gardening. So I think we get back to basics in the soil. Start with good soil and ensuring that and watering your plants. And hopefully we see some good success this summer in our garden, because the flowers, we're in for it. We didn't get any of the real early frost that we had in the past years. So right now we didn't get a touch of frost once at the garden center, which was awesome. So none of the leaves got burnt off or anything like that. So we should be good to go. All right. Got a few more texts here I'm going to read off here just before the break. And if you'd like to join me, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. We're going to be here right till noon. Merle, we have a huge ornamental pear tree that has finished blossoming. Is there anything a person can do to prevent the pears from growing? Hired a professional sprayer, for example. A huge nursery of useless pears are produced. Any ideas are welcome. On the ornamental pear, I know what you mean. Some of you get on those. There's not really anything you can spray on there. There's some things you can spray to help with pollination, I guess, is just hope the bees don't come to your pear tree to help with the pollination on there. You could, right now it's already done though. If it's done blooming, it's the work has been done. If the bees came in and did it, the one thing with the pear trees, they are the first to come out and bloom. And sometimes they are a bit early before the bees are out. So that could help with it. Cause I know sometimes the pears, you don't get as much production on them because they are one of the first ones to come out. So that could be it. But there is nothing really you can do after the fact, unfortunately. All right. Good morning, Merle. I'm wondering what setting to use on my Scotts Turf Builder EdgeGuard Mini for your green up lawn fertilizer. I like to go on the lower one. I kind of measure out on the bag. It says sort of 3,000 or 4,000 square feet per bag. I measure out the distance of the square footage of the area, and I usually set my thing on half, usually on like 3 or 4 or 5, and then I'll go back and forth a few different directions, and that way I ensure I get good coverage. Because if you put it to the maximum setting, you have to make sure you're walking at the exact right speed. So I always like to go one way, go crisscross with the fertilizer. That way you get really good coverage, and just measure more of the square footage and use up that amount of fertilizer in that square footage. And then that will ensure that you have proper coverage. I'm going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join me after the break, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
It's Gord Gillies for Home Instead. Speaking with Debbie Franchuk, RN and co-owner of Home Instead, she says when her clients finally discover Home Instead, they tell her, the care you provide my parents is amazing. More people have to know what you do. It's no wonder why they refer Home Instead as the best kept secret. Now that you know the best kept secret, share it with your mom and dad. When your elderly loved one needs more care, choose Home Instead as your care partner. Visit homeinsteadcalgary.com.
In hospitals and homes across Alberta, our nurses are the heartbeat of patient care. But with inadequate staffing, lives are at risk. Safe staffing isn't just about numbers. It's about ensuring the best possible care for our patients and creating supportive work environments. Demand respect, safe staffing, and proper resources for our nurses, because every nurse deserves the tools to save lives. Visit neednurses.ca to learn more. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
You know your child best, and every child learns differently. Alberta's independent schools are an integral part of Alberta's education system, offering a variety of educational approaches, tailoring education to individual needs. They also provide the power of choice, allowing you to select an education that aligns with your family's values and your child's aspirations. From specialized programs to faith-based learning, Alberta's independent schools create an environment where your child can thrive. Explore the possibilities and find your perfect match at educatedchoices.ca.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers are set to meet with negotiators today as a national overtime ban continues. The Crown Corporation has warned of delays in mail service after the union issued a national ban on workers taking on overtime late Thursday, stopping short of a full strike. King Charles and Queen Camilla will kick off their visit to Ottawa tomorrow with a stop at a local farmers market and community event before a tree planting ceremony and formal events at Rideau Hall. The King will deliver Tuesday's throne speech after a short procession down Ottawa's Wellington Street, which is expected to draw large crowds to the area around Parliament Hill. It's the royal couple's first visit to Canada since the King's coronation 2 years ago. And the bodies of five skiers have been found on a glacier north of the Swiss resort town of Zermatt. From the Canadian Press, I'm Lisa Laporte.
Hi, Calgary. It's Gord Gillies inviting you to feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. Win an adventure-ready truck and RV package, a Lincoln Navigator, plus a trip to Fiji, or a $1.4 million dream home package. Every ticket you purchase helps to change the lives of thousands of kids across Alberta. Get your tickets today at childrenshospitallottery.ca.
License 730-858-18 plus. Play responsibly.
I'm Chantal Kraviazic. My Métis grandmother was guarded about her family's heritage due to the history of scooping children with Indigenous backgrounds. Since the start of the full-scale war, over 19,000 Ukrainian children have been abducted by Russia in an effort to erase their cultural identity. A donation to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation will help rescue these children, because every child deserves a future. Donate to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation at cufoundation.ca.
Let's talk gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs and taking your calls. And I'm just going to do one text. It says, good morning, Merle. I have a three-year-old juniper roots to be dug out. Right behind and side is growing a patch of creeping bellflower. I'm pretty sure that is what she was saying, CFB. That is creeping into lawn. I'm thinking the only fixable would be to dig the whole lot out. And does your, we do full landscape, like just digging out certain beds. We don't really do that kind of thing. So what I would do, I would look at, either giving our landscape team a call about that and see if they can help you, or even get a bobcat, call up a bobcat operator. And just get him in and he can dig out some of those roots and things like that and dig out the soil and then replenish it with soil. And then you'll be set up to do your gardening from there. I hope that helps if that was the right question, but you can give Conrad or Mark a call at the store and they can steer you in the right direction and hopefully help you out. I'm going to go to Marilyn. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning. How are you, Merle?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
You were talking about lilac trees, trimming them back. And we have a dwarf lilac. When is the best time of the season to actually cut down, like you were saying, quite close to the ground? When's the best time of the season to do that?
Are you, is it blooming right now or about to bloom, or is there just so much deadwood?
Well, it's going to be, it's getting the blossom, so it will be blooming soon because it always blooms in June.
Yeah. So I would let enjoy the blooms, let it do its thing, and then is it just getting too big for you, or just lots of deadwood?
Well, we keep trimming it back, like we always go underneath and trim it up. But we thought you were talking about how when you cut it back, it seems to get more fuller. And we thought maybe that would help rejuvenate the plant, the tree.
Absolutely. So if you don't mind losing the blooms and just do it now sooner rather than later, absolutely. You can take it down right down to the ground right now, go down to 4 or 6 inches and just remove the top of it, and it'll just start growing from the bottom, and away you go. Just do a really good cleanup, nice clean cuts with a good sharp pruning, and you're good to go.
Oh, so good 4 to 6 inches. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Good
Have
luck,
a good day. Take care. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Let's go to Clint. Good morning, Clint. Well, I think maybe. All right, let's go to Louise. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I have a question about voles. I remember listening last year, and you had somebody in. I'm pretty sure you were interviewing him. And it sounded like a bit of an experiment he was doing on an acreage involving vole deterrence, like stakes or something like this. Is this
was Terry. Yeah, we got them in the store. And what they are, they're like a little solar-powered stake.
Okay.
And they vibrate into the ground and they send off a little sonic waves that they don't like.
Okay, and so that was my question. Have they been successful?
Terry... He had them out at his son's acreage, and they seem to have pretty good success out there. So it seems to be working because we end up getting them in. He said it was worth bringing in, and they work.
Okay.
So
we
got a new thing in that was developed by, and I'm going to try and get him on the show too. It's called the Volinator.
Okay.
It's this green trap, but you have to use the mouse traps. You put the mouse traps inside this bigger contraption.
Okay.
And then the voles go into this contraption, and then they get caught in the mouse trap.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's called the Volinator.
And so, I guess that's not a live trap. That's the end of the vole.
Yeah, it's a snap trap. I guess you could put a live trap in there too, inside this. But it's a snap trap. Yeah.
And then do you know with the other thing that had the vibration, do you know, did he have dogs on the ground? Like, we have a dog, so I'm just kind of curious. I'm looking for something.
Yeah,
like
they have a Labrador, and I don't think it affected it at all.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yeah, and because it's more of a vibration. It's not a sound, so it's not like.
Right.
So, yeah, it just vibrates.
Yeah, no, I like
vibrates.
The idea of it.
Yeah.
And do they sell in single pack, like just singles, or do you have to buy a pack?
I think there's two or three in a pack. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
But I will, I can text Brad. If somebody is listening, I'll text Brad and see. He'll send me a picture and a quick tic-tac, and I'll mention on the show if he gets back to me before the end of the show.
Okay, wonderful.
All right.
Thank you. Love your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And I think I still have time. Yeah, let's go to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Hi, how can I help you?
I have something different. I wondered if you had any suggestion of what to use on box elder beetles.
Box elder beetles. Yeah, those are a tough one because they love coming out when it warms up, right?
Yes.
And they're all over the concrete, and then they love being in those warm areas. You can use, we have a product called Bug X that you can use on them.
Bug X?
Yeah, and then we also have a spray, this kills. And we have one of them that you can spray on. It's a residual, so you spray it along the edge of your house and that, and when it goes on there, it absorbs it that way, and you have to apply it kind of once a month.
Okay. I have them, they cover the front of the house, the back fan.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nasty when they, and I heard a lot of people just use the vacuum, use the shop vac, and they just suck them all up.
Okay.
Because there's
okay,
so many. No. And they have that shell on them, so they're a little bit harder to spray.
Okay. So which one do you suggest, the Bug X or?
Yeah, the Bug X seems to be the one that works great, and the Kills one. So either one of those work quite good. But it's a process, right? Because they, like you said, when you get lots of them, so maybe a combination of that, and then if you see a big grouping of them, grab the shop back and take them up that way and dispose of them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ruth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join me after the break, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
The first ever Calgary Health Foundation Home Lottery Mountain Edition is over 50% sold. Win the $2.7 million grand prize Canmore Villa in Spring Creek. Just imagine weekend escapes or full-time living in your own Rocky Mountain retreat, plus $50,000 cash. Don't forget to add on the 50-50 and cash calendar for a mountain of cash. Hurry, tickets are over 50% sold. Advancing care for better lives. Tickets at CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com.
If you want the best looking trees, hire the pros. Here's Jeremy from Open Canopy Tree Company.
Look around your neighborhood. You can probably pick out the trees that weren't pruned correctly. Jeremy here, letting you know that at Open Canopy, we are ISA trained arborists with extensive experience in Calgary. Whether you are pruning or removing trees, get it done right and get it done safely with our insured professionals.
Celebrating 10 years of tree care. Open Canopy Tree Company, internationally certified arborist for Calgary's trees. Book today at opencanopytree.com. When you want to hear the music and not the road, drive on to Wright Restyling. They can upgrade your drive with SoundShield, so you can take your ride from this to this. Whether you want to improve the way you listen to music or just sweet silence, their sound deadening install can help block out road noise, vibrations, and rattles. So all you hear is what you want. Make your auto dreams into reality. Don't make Wright Restyling your first call. Make them your only call. Get your quote today at WrightRestyling.com.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
It's finally here, the last show with David Cooper.
I am David Cooper with the stuff that you're thinking about but are too afraid to ask. We're talking relationships, climate anxiety, that weird thing you saw on TikTok last night, all of it. No filters, just real talk about real life. So grab your emotional support water bottle and tune in.
The last show.
Tonight at 11 on QR Calgary.
Let's Talk Gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. And Let's Talk Gardening is brought to you by Spruce It Up, Calgary's year-round full-service garden center. Spruce it up, green it up, prune it up. We got you covered. And I get a few people asking about the apple worm, the little maggot that gets into our apples. And we have the apple worm trap. They'll be back in stock this week, but Wednesday they're getting shipped. There's been so many of them, we got sold right out quickly. So we do have a bunch of those coming in, and it's like, looks like a little plastic apple and you hang it in the tree. So we still have lots of time before you're going to be setting into that, because they come in after the fruit is set. So we will have those in stock this week, and you can come and pick those up and get those up into your trees in the season when they'll be affecting it for sure. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to Clint. Clint is back with us. Good morning, Clint.
Hey, how are you? I'm glad I got you this time.
Yeah, absolutely. How can I help you?
I just had a quick question about a birch tree.
Okay.
I read that you're supposed to trim it in the fall. But I didn't get a chance to trim last fall due to some family matters. And is it still okay to trim it now?
No, you only want to trim your birch or maples when they're fully leafed out midsummer.
Midsummer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I
wait, they have to be fully leafed out because otherwise they bleed on you. And okay. If you have a birch tree, make sure they're getting lots of water right now, and then use pure or the rage on them. The rage it up. The birch trees love.
So if you have any
dead wood, yeah, it works so good. Pour it in around the drip system, around the drip line, and okay. Your birches will respond really well.
Oh, okay. So would you say like near the end of July or August then to do that?
Yeah, mid July is perfect when they're fully leafed out. Is the
best. Okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. Yeah, no, that's all I was curious about. Like I say, I never had a chance to get at it last year, and want to try and get it done this year. So,
yeah, end of July, you're perfect.
Okay, perfect.
All right, take care.
Thank you for your help and awesome show, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Vint. Thanks for listening. Okay. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, and I did get a text from Brad as well as the worm traps. They'll be here Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. Restocked. And also the Vole vibrator sticks, they come in only one pack. So that's just, they're sold individually. So we will have those. We do have those in stock right now. So you'll be good to go on that. Let's go to Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi there. How can I help you?
Well, we need a recommendation to plant some tall, fast-growing trees to put behind. We've been in this house a long time, and the trees were originally here. We got them from the builder, and it's two stories high now. So we want something, and it's old. We're pretty sure it's a Mayday. It came from a landscaper, not from the city. We're in Calgary, so it's 25 to 30 years old, and it's two stories tall. It's really big and wide, and so it really fills up the backyard. So we're concerned now that as it's getting old, you know, we want to put something in now that'll grow fast and replace it. Once it's gone for privacy.
Is it nice and healthy?
It appears to be. It's huge.
Okay.
Like it's really enormous.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah,
with
it
those,
seems to be...
if it's a Mayday or a Schubert, just ensure that you're getting it checked by an arborist every 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Just to make sure you don't have any of the black knot in it and things like that.
Right.
Because if you get that into it, it'll make it unhealthy. So. It's good to get them thinned out every couple of years. It makes a big difference on the lifespan because you should get, 30, 40, 50 years out of those if they're nice and healthy. So, you shouldn't worry too much about that. And if you do want to put some trees in behind, it's just harder to get things growing because it's going to be probably shady in the yard from the Mayday where you're going to plant the trees that you want to grow. So they might not grow as quick or as thick as you'd want, because unless there's room behind them where they're getting lots of sun.
Yeah, they're actually fine. Like what's behind there right now are lilacs. And so they can always come out. And they're, like when I look at it right now, they have lots of sun. And I was thinking, like if, but they aren't going to get tall enough, the lilacs,
depending on how much room you got, You could definitely do like the Swedish column or aspens. Like those are those tall, skinny trees that you see that people plant. They work really good for privacy. They get nice and tall and skinny.
Okay.
They're great for creating that privacy bond that you need a privacy barrier in between.
And like you said, grow pretty fast.
Oh yeah, they grow fast. Yep.
Fast. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Swedish column or aspens.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have perfect. That horrible clay here too.
Everybody does.
Huge slabs of that sandstone, so that's good if those would be good for it. Okay.
They should do great. Just ensure they do that good watering on them, and they'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, thank you kindly.
Awesome.
Have a good
Thanks,
day.
Kathy. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. And what time do I got? Actually, I'm going to take a quick break and we get back with the phone lines. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $96 weekly for 60 months at 6.59% with $3,899 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
It's a hole-in-one event that you don't want to miss. The 9th Annual Global Fest Golf Classic returns Monday, June 23rd at Muirfield Lakes Golf Course. Your registration includes 18 holes with cart, contest holes with prizes, multiple food and beverage holes. Then wrap up this amazing day with a post-tournament reception buffet with live and silent auctions. Proceeds raised from this tournament go into supporting the many community and youth outreach programs that Global Fest undertakes year-round. For more information, visit globalfest.ca.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to Window Mart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
As our bodies age, they bring some aches and pains that we haven't had before. And isn't that awesome? Hi, Gord Gillies here for Active Sports Therapy. Their unified team of over 30 expert practitioners have one common goal, to help you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it with a combination of physiotherapy and sports chiropractic care, including active release techniques, laser, shockwave, acupuncture, and more. All under one roof. Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
This year's Stampede, bring your team to Rodeo's number one hotspot.
Yahoo!
Come host your company Stampede party at Canada's greatest honky-tonk, Ranchman's. Book your Stampede party today at ranchmans.ca. Be bad, be bold, be cowboy.
Getting a good start in the morning is essential to a great day. The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz.
You get the kids hooked on Sesame Street, and it happens to be on Netflix. And as they get older, they're still on Netflix. This is a slam dunk, I think, because as a kid, if you have children particularly, PBS is great, and I appreciate what they do down in the States. But it's portable. You can bring Sesame Street with you anywhere now. And as a parent, I like this move.
The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on QR Calgary 770.
Gardeners are a rare breed. They need special treatment.
And that's why we have Merle Coombs and Let's Talk Gardening.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs and taking your calls and doing a few texts still. Got one texter from High River asking, wonder if you have some ideas on perennials and shrubs that would be okay in a front west facing front bed. It's quite shady. Oh, because you have two elm trees. I would definitely, it depends what hydrangeas you said. Hydrangeas haven't done well. Try the Annabelle hydrangeas. They should work good for you in that spot. Brunaria, hostas, you could do in there. Ligularia, look at, you have a couple other ones going. You have a spirea in the background, would be okay. And yeah, hostas and that would be great in that spot. So you have some good options. Come down and see Terry. He's from High River. Come down and see Terry in the tree lot, and he'll be able to help you out with lots of good options. Let's go to a Barb. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Merle.
How can I help you?
I've got an issue with some junipers that I have. Some of them are in the back of the house and some are in the front. And I live on a green space, or back onto a green space. And what seems to happen every spring, I get a bunch of branches that are turning brown, and then they go red. And I don't know what to do with them, whether I should be cutting them off, or whether they will lose the needles and come back, or whether I need to dig the plants out.
Yeah, with the junipers, if the needles go brown, they'll never come back.
Okay.
So you just need to trim those off. And then the new growth will come in behind there. So if there is some brown deadwood like on the bottom and things like that, just trim that off, or if it's in the center of it, and it will send out new growth after that. And they do like a 30-10-10 fertilizer.
30-10-10, okay.
Yeah.
And could it be affected by the voles? I know on the grass in front of the bed, I get quite a few vole tracks in the spring, and I don't know whether it's voles chewing at them or...
If you look on the bark, you'll be able to tell, because there was a few years ago when we had just a enormous mouse problem. Like, it was this crazy one year. It was about 4 or 5 years ago, and we had all the deep snow, And they got in, and you seen where they're chewing all the bark on the juniper?
Okay.
So unless you're seeing that, the voles and that wouldn't affect it at all. But they do get a bit of winter kill as they get old. Some of the branches go brown. So just trim those off. And like I said, once a spruce or a juniper has gone brown, they will not come back.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Hope appreciate, that helps. Thank you, Barb.
Appreciate Take your care. Help. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Good. I listened to your show last week with regard to chinch bugs treatment. And
yes.
You mentioned an application. And so I did go to your outlet, and they provided BugX Out Tree and Garden Insecticide. Is that okay to be used on grass?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. Then just don't do it in the heat of the day. Like, try to get out there in the morning, stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah, so like today it's going up to 25. Like, don't go at the hottest part of the day when you're applying any of the insecticides and stuff like that.
Okay, sounds good. Second question regarding columbar aspens, and I listened to your previous comments to another one of your callers, and I have columbar aspens surrounding my house and my backyard, and they're not mine; they're actually my neighbors. And so they have surface roots, and these surface roots have encroached on my lawn, where it's almost like as if there's a surface knots, it looks like. Is there anything I could do without necessarily damaging my neighbor's tree?
Yeah, you can just dig down and cut those root off. Like, if it's underneath the fence, just cut that one off and just pull that up. It'll be fine. And the trees just need to get slower, deeper watering too. When you get too many surface roots, they're not getting typically enough water.
Because
we want to get the roots going downwards. So when they stay at the surface, that's typically from just shallow watering practices and not watering deep enough.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, but there's so many roots down there. Don't worry. And if you take the odd one off, it'll be fine.
Great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Frank. All right. Well, we made it through the third hour, and I got a couple more quick texts here that I'll do. It says, good morning, Merle. We have a Nanking cherry that started off great this year, but is now part of it doesn't look so good as you can see in the photos. Any idea what this could be? Thanks, Darcy. He goes, by the way, we love your show. My wife and I listen every week. Well, I appreciate it. So what it's doing, it's sending out all its blooms right now. So it started leafing out, but then the blossoms kicked in. So it's going to go through that process, and then the leaves will kick back in. So I don't think I would worry too much about it. Just ensure that you continue, unless it's that one that it looks like it got a bit of fire blight or on the first picture where you have the dead, and then it looks like I would just cut that out on your first picture. I know there's one other pictures with all blossoms, because a lot of times they won't send out the blossoms and typically the leaves at the same time. The blossoms come out, then it'll send out the leaves. But on that one picture, you do have that dead, but it does look like it got some blight in there. I would just go down and cut that one right off, trim those off, and then you can even trim the shrub up a bit, and then you should be good to go absolutely on that one. All right. Good morning, Merle. Are you bringing any gallon pots of these sweet grass to the garden store? If so, when will they be in stock? And I don't know, but I will try to find out. I know you texted us last week too, and we didn't have them in stock there, and I'll find out what Terry's doing on that, and we will get back to you. Sorry, Lynn. And hi, Merle. Should I be taking my spirea right to the ground in the fall, or just let them die off and come back each year? I prune in the spring. I don't do that pruning in the fall. I leave it up, let the winter kill happen on that, and then in the spring, cut it right down, and then it'll come up from the bottom and be fresh from there. All right, and I got to go. Thanks for joining me again. We did 3 hours, and thanks for everybody that joined in. And we'll get our garden on right here next week on QR Calgary.
The Cedar Shop, bringing nature to you.
Come see why the Cedar Shop was recognized as the best contractor supplier in Canada. They're proud to say that they even beat out the big box and national banners. Come in today and see for yourself why their products and services are the best of the best. Ask about the Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery. Shop in-store or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery. Shop in-store or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular. I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Color Spark Paint. It starts with a spark.
A new roof is a critical investment for your home. Do you know the difference between a roof built to last and a roof that underperforms?
Robbie the Roofer from Calgary Elite Roofing.
At Elite Roofing, we want to prove to Calgarians that we are accountable. How do we do that? We give you peace of mind with our superior warranty. We're also proud members of the Better Business Bureau and the Calgary Construction Association. And when you call, we're there for you, even evenings and weekends.
Want accountability built into your new roof? Then you want Robbie the Roofer.
Get a quote started today at calgaryeliteroofing.ca.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 18 degrees at noon here in Calgary. Canada Post says it is set to meet with negotiators from its union today as a national ban on overtime for postal workers stretches throughout the weekend.
A spokesperson for the Postal Service says today's meeting will be the first of the weekend with a mediator on hand to work with the parties. It comes a few days after Canada Post presented its latest offers to the union, which included a pay hike and plans to roll out a fleet of part-time workers. While the Canadian Union of Postal Workers has yet to offer a formal response to the proposals, its request for a two-week truce to consider the deal was rejected by the employer. Canada Post has warned of delays in mail service after the union issued a national ban on workers taking overtime late Thursday, stopping short of a full strike. Lisa Laporte, The Canadian Press.
There was a significant rise in RSV cases among babies in Alberta last winter. Doctors around the province are recommending that all kids should be immunized for RSV, but the province is concerned about costs. The president of the pediatrics section with the Alberta Medical Association, Dr. Sam Wong, says despite the price of the medicine, the good outweighs the bad.
We as pediatricians, as physicians who see the effects of RSV and how severe it